You're a hard-working woman.
Yeah, we had just thanked her for being so dedicated.
All right. You're welcome.
On another late-night call with us. So we have on the conference bridge Susan Calgucci, Bill Smith, Kim Von Arks, and myself, Lynn Goodendorf. And so did everyone have a chance to see the rough draft that I circulated? I saw, Kim, your comment, and Bill, you proposed some revisions to it.
Yeah, I think actually it was a very good first draft, and I think Bill's additions were great. The only thing I just sent around an email just a few minutes ago about them saying that we may want to just clarify that it is this particular canvassing or the group we're trying to incorporate is in addition to, as opposed to just the only focus of this particular study.
Oh, yes, that's a good clarification, that this is just an additional source in our outreach plan. I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that. We're not only looking at this group.
Yeah, well, we've got a mention that, you know, we're reaching out to the all the stakeholder groups in ICANN. So do you think we need to put more emphasis on that by listing them or?
No, actually, I don't think. I mean, what I suggested is that we just basically put in and also in the last sentence of the second paragraph that Bill had edited. It says, however, if it is this group that must be polled. We just say, it is this group that also must be polled or must also be polled. And that's it. So just one additional word.
Okay. Here, bear with me. I'm just getting back to my desk.
Oh.
So I was running a little bit late, but I'm almost
no
back
worries.
To my desk and my computer. But I think that is... That is an important clarification because we wouldn't want anyone to think that this is considered to be the only input.
But other than that, I think it was great.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the document.
Oh, thank you. Maybe all my experience of writing capital requests at Intercontinental Hotels paid off.
There we go. I mean, like I said, the only concern I had was just with respect to, and that's something which I suppose, I mean, you know, we have to just go by what you've gathered from your intelligence gathering, is just the costs. And I understand that it would be $60,000 if we just keep it in English. But I'm just sort of wondering, because I just, from my own experience, translation costs, they just can balloon into an unmanageable amount. And I just find an additional $40,000 for, what is it, 10 countries, and let's assume that, probably two-thirds or three-quarters of them are going to be in a different language. So we're looking at around 7 or 8 different languages. It might be, depending on obviously how long the questionnaire is and the discussions.
Yeah. The company that I spoke with about this said that their experience of doing global surveys in Europe, particularly people who use the Internet, as they said, Europeans tend to, they don't have any trouble finding people that are fluent in English. But they said where we would have trouble finding people comfortable in English language would be in Asia, and then perhaps Brazil. And in key countries, they did feel like Brazil might be a key country.
Okay.
That we should include. So, like, in doing a ballpark, you know, they said the very minimum cost, which would be like everything in English, and with the minimum number of like interviews and respondents, that we would be looking at a very minimum cost of $58,000. And then they said they felt that if we added in the language translation and maybe bumped up our number of surveys from 100 to 150, that, you know, it would be more in the range of like $90,000.
Okay.
But they said that, you know, the numbers they suggested as far as like a minimum 10 key countries, they said to have a global, a valid survey that's considered global, that we needed to have at least 10 countries, and we needed to have countries from Asia, the Americas, and EMEA. So that made sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me, too.
Yeah, I want to sort of, I guess, support him on this. The translation work that I've had done has almost always run more than we expected.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a concern, that's all.
Well, do you guys think that $100,000 is the right amount to ask for, or do you think we should bump it up a little?
Well, I mean, my view is always we ask for more, and then actually just go with whatever, you know, RFPs responses we actually receive. But we should have at least a buffer in the budget. Because, I mean, we're very close to, based on what you told us right now, is, you know, basically the minimum what the company you spoke to thinks this is going to cost.
Yeah.
And we should at least give ourselves a little bit leeway in order to at least accommodate some additional expenses instead of having to then just tell them, you know, stop, we have to ask the board for another 10 grand or 20 grand or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think we might want to put the request at 125 and then try to do it at 100 or below. You know, I'm in favor of doing this, getting as broad-based input as we can for the least amount of money.
Yeah.
I would say took a quick look at a number of the comments today, and many, I would say, the majority of them are coming back on the consumer trust thing, saying take the broader view. Registrars are saying, no, basically delay on that. The broad brief view is going to cause problems. And the registries said, we haven't had time to do this. We want to get back to you later.
Mm.
But for me, the ones I did see, and again, I didn't read them in detail, but I skimmed them. The majority of them are saying, yes, consumers are real internet users, not people who have detailed knowledge.
Yeah, Bill, this is Susan. I had the same impression. I didn't read them all thoroughly, but pretty much, except for a few couple, maybe, they were all on the side of making that a very broad definition.
So I have been supportive of getting the broad input. You know, what is it that people, and for me, what it is, the question sort of are, what is it, what causes you to believe or have faith in the stuff that you're doing on the internet, right? And or the reverse question, what would cause you to lose trust, right?
Well, actually, I completely agree with those comments from Bill and Susan, and I actually also agree with the broader definition of consumer trust. So I agree with with Bill, and obviously my view has always been that I think this kind of focus approach would be exceptional to get and include the groups which, well, like I said, are not ICANN experts. And we are far in between of, you know, the standard or the average consumer. So I think this is very essential and necessary. And by the way, I think $100,000 for actually a global focus group study is actually very reasonable. I was very surprised about the low amount.
Yep. I was actually pleasantly surprised too, Kim. I didn't really know what to expect, but I think one of the things that is helping the fight is that it does seem to be very competitive, and that there are, I guess it's a good thing for us, there are at least identified 5 companies that are very strong in this particular space. And because they're so competitive, that should help. One thing that we could do on the budget request is to just say straight out, I could add we could bump it up to 125, but I could put in a sentence that says that we are making an allowance plan to contingency amount of $25,000 on top of the $100,000 estimate. And then I think at the end I had put that our request is not to exceed $100,000. I could make that $125,000 and maybe just add a phrase that emphasized that, just because they approved that much doesn't mean that we would, spend every penny if we don't need to. But I think we're all of the same mindset, that we want to have a quality study and we want to have results that are reliable and valid. And if we can just spend a little bit more money to get it right. I don't think anybody would object to the language translation. I think most people in ICANN, and particularly the ICANN board, would value that.
Yeah, I actually think we may want to state it a little more strongly and say that basically that we believe, we believe this needs to be done in multiple languages, and this is the cost.
Okay.
And that we also received, some information that said we could do it English only, but that's not our preferred mechanism because we think it will, it disadvantages those who are non-English speaking.
Yeah, it will diminish the quality of the study, right?
Exactly.
I really think it would.
I do too. So I think we ought to put it in the other, perhaps make it the other way, which is our recommendation is to go, for this. And basically, we believe this is what we would get. We believe it will cost about $125,000. We have information that says we might be able to do it for half that if we did English only, but we think that will significantly reduce the value of the study and don't recommend it.
Yeah, okay.
We're then giving, the board or whoever's going to see this all the information within reason and saying, here's our recommendation. We, this is an international group. We need to do studies internationally.
Yeah.
And especially talking to average users, we need to speak to them in their native tongue, or at least some number of them.
Yeah. I'm thinking that if the board understands kind of the cost variable, then if by chance one or two board members has an idea that this kind of study can be done for $40,000, by having that explanation that these are the things that increase the cost, and language translation would be a major, cost variable.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that would satisfy them that, we've done adequate homework to come up with this amount.
Right. I think that would be a good thing. And we could also put in a sentence that says, of course, we will work to minimize the cost on this, but to get, the best possible best possible results.
Yeah.
But given the amount of money that has been spent on who is over the years in terms of studies, $100,000 to find out what consumers think is important for consumer trust is nothing.
Well, the other thing that I thought about and I didn't put into this draft is that if you look at the newly published ICANN strategy, consumer trust is like a key strategic element. Do you think that's worth mentioning? You know, it's really outside the scope of who is. The only reason it crossed my mind is that maybe it would just add a little extra reinforcement of saying not only do we need this for the who is review, but it's also supportive of one of the strategic elements.
That might be a good thing. I haven't seen that.
Hey, Lynn, this is Susan. I was just wondering, when you had the conversation with the company that would run this for us, where would they go to talk to these sort of generic consumers? I'm sort of wondering.
You mean the initial interviews or the surveys?
Both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the initial interviews, they actually have, like, centers where they actually pay people, you know, to come at a scheduled time.
Mm-hmm.
And meet with people on their staff, and they would have a computer there, you know, they said that if anyone from the project team wanted to sit in on some of those interviews and, you know, be there and observe, that would be fine. Also, they would review, you know, it's their standard procedure, and I'm assuming this would be true for their competitors as well, that everything would be reviewed with us before they actually do it.
Right.
To make sure we're happy, you know, with the specifics, and also just to confirm that they have an accurate understanding of what we're trying to do. But then once they do those initial one-on-one interviews that are done in person, then they construct, like, a questionnaire, and then that's done, like, online and by telephone. So that is a very, you know, that's where they pick up a lot of speed. Most of their time and their 8 weeks is doing those initial interviews and constructing the questionnaire. And because as a business, like the companies that this is their main, you know, line of business,
mm-hmm.
This is all they're doing all the time anyway. And so
right.
They've built up, like, this is not their word for it, but in my mind, they've got lists.
Right, yeah. No.
Of people that they contact and, you know, that have agreed to do surveys.
And what they actually do is, you know, they actually do have a list of random people, and then actually call you up and say whether you would be interested, and then they actually take you through a questionnaire to make sure that you actually fit within whatever they're just currently looking for. I mean, they might be looking for right now because they are just lacking males in the age group between 30 and 40 who are blue collar or something, and then they just try to sort out the handful of people they can actually now add to the focus group.
Right.
So they do really try to, at least based on my experience, really try to get a good sample of, the average consumer, based on however we define it and tell them what we actually are looking for.
Yeah, we would want to do all age ranges, you know.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think they, you know, in having people submit proposals, to me that would be what would differentiate a company that we would select, is that they would have that consultative capacity to be able to advise us and make recommendations to us
mm-hmm.
on the demographics and, you know, what would be a good representative sample.
So, and not to be the negative all the time on this, but because I do think it would be very helpful, I just want to make sure we get it right. I'm a little bit worried about the time frame because it puts us, if everything went exactly as, you know, you've outlined in the document, it would be you know, we'd get the results after our meeting in September to draft the report. You know, and maybe we're flexible for that September meeting, but this information can be extremely crucial for that report.
So. Yeah, I'm thinking that too, Susan. When I looked at a calendar, I guess that's why I had a sense of urgency that I do think this is essential to the success of our review. And I think that in order to get it done on a timely basis, we really have to, like, move quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe that's the recommendation we give to the group, is that we push the drafting meeting in Marina Del Rey. I know everybody's got schedules like crazy, but maybe we push that a couple of weeks so that we can incorporate.
But, I mean, quick question. Can we, by any chance, I mean, reduce to 90 days to develop never mind. It's the allow for the 30-day RFP response, and then never mind.
But, you know, if I understood Olaf correctly on the last call, you know, once we submit this request to the board, there's no reason why we couldn't start working on the RFP. And he said he thought that it might take, you know, 3 weeks to get board approval. But we don't necessarily need to wait until we get board approval to start working on writing the RFP. And, you know, we could try and accelerate it so that we get the RFP out as quickly as possible.
Right, and which would be a great idea to do. Yeah. If we just assumed that they're going to approve it. And then I'm a little hesitant because ICANN, you know, there's a lot of factions that come up and prevent things from moving forward. So.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I can't remember from our last call. It seems like a year away now. But did anybody reference the other team, how long it took them to get? Because they had a study done.
Yeah, I think that's what Olaf said, is that, in fact, the procedure they used was to send a letter to the board, and he said it took them about 3 weeks to get an approval.
Okay, so maybe we can.
Yeah,
we don't have to go to the general community and everything too.
No, we shouldn't have to. And you know, really, I think considering that this is not an unreasonable amount of money, and just looking at our charter of what we've been tasked to do. I don't know any other way that we can really cover that point adequately without doing some type of consultative stuff.
I would agree. It's just that, you know, I think it is a hard task. I've seen other studies done. But we can do it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, Susan. I mean, I've seen this kind of thing, particularly in ICANN, bog down and get, and it happens in the corporate world too, where it gets wrapped around the axle and takes an inordinate amount of time. And, you know, that's why I'm kind of just kind of taking the initiative to really push it. And, to see if we can't get it done in a not a quick time frame, but at least in time.
Yeah, a reasonable time frame.
Yeah, a reasonable time frame, and you know, at a reasonable cost. Well, let me suggest this: if there's, does anybody have any other comments? I've taken notes here, and what I'd like to offer to do is I'll make a few more changes based on our discussion, and I'll recirculate it back out to everyone. And then let's, by email, finalize it. And then on the draft, I put Emily's name as the signature. I'm assuming that would be the appropriate protocol. But I haven't looked at an example of anything like this, so I don't know. But I'm thinking that, you know, it's not like it can be from all of us. I think it needs to be a person's name.
So we, Yeah, we would need to run this by the whole team then, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I'm thinking once the four of us are happy with it, then it gets recirculated, you know, to the whole team.
Yeah, actually, I agree. And I think, like I said, I think it's in great shape. We can just make those. Thank you, Lynn, for volunteering to make those additional edits. And then I think we're ready to go. Good to go.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'll do that right away this evening. And, you know, and again, if I've missed something or misunderstood, don't hesitate to just write back and make whatever change.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else?
No, we should let Alice go to sleep.
Oh, she's just on Facebook anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, again, Alice, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for organizing your schedules on such short notice, too.
Well, thank you for doing all the work.
Yes, exactly.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Left.